Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting.
Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And as this podcast goes out, we are full on for shopping extravaganza.
Yes, 'tis the season.
It is. Now, when I say shopping extravaganza, I don't mean we are out there shopping.
Well, we'll probably do some too.
We'll probably do some, but we're offering a destination for you to all come shopping and get some unique gifts for your friends and family for the holidays.
Everything is made right here at the farm with our own little hands.
Oh, mercy.
Or big hands.
Or big heads.
My big head, and my hands really are not that big, but my head is big. So that's a whole nother issue. But actually, no, seriously, we do make all of the products that we sell. Cheryl has some photography. So there's some artwork by a friend of ours, but everything else is created right here at the farm. And they make great gifts.
Absolutely. Local gifts. And I know some of you have been stocking up already with some purchases that you are going to give to friends and family. But you still have time. We will be open Black Friday and Small Business Saturday from 9 to 3. If you would like scones, be sure and order those by Thursday at 5 p.m. Give us some time to bake that up for you. But you've been creating some new soaps and scents and really interesting things down there in your laboratory.
I know. I still don't have that lab coat. See, you had to bring that up.
I did. I wish I wouldn't have, but I do have editing control. So maybe that won't appear in the official podcast version.
Well, one of the things that's really cool is we keep creating a better space for me to create more product and better product. So we just upgraded from a single burner to create the soaps and balms and all that. Now I have this fancy schmancy double burner that is really, really good. It heats up faster. It's more even. I can do two at once.
You know, there's still the rule not to burn the house down.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get so excited because it turns red when you turn it. It's so exciting.
Oh, boy.
I know.
We need to do video podcasts so that people can see your face when you talk about fire.
Fire and, yeah. Right. Yeah, it is exciting. So just imagine how excited I would be. But I have been down creating some new soaps. We have been selling soaps and
balms. Oh, the demand
for...
soaps. I mean, now these aren't just any old soap.
No, these are not just like bar soap because, you know, why would I do that? That would just be boring.
This is not your grandmother's
Dove
bar.
Soap. No, this is a, I've been doing cats.
Those are adorable.
I think they're adorable. Cat bar soap. It's not for cats. They're shaped like cats.
Right.
We have to make that clear.
Yes.
And also little dog shaped soaps. I mean, because we're inclusive here.
That's right. And they are cute too.
I think they are. They're so fun and I'm having fun mixing colors. You know, it's a slow process because I can only do a few at a time in one color. But, you know, and then you have to wait for those to set up and, you know, so it's a very slow process, but it keeps me out of your hair.
That's true. And I've been writing while you're down there in
right.
the basement creating or cooking. I've been creating some things in the kitchen.
So I do have the cat and dog soaps. And I've also, I decided we had gone to an inn several years ago.
Yes.
And they had these balsam soaps. And
you've talked about those for years.
I love those. I love
those.
We
used
soaps.
To buy up. They not only had them in the rooms in this old mountain inn, but you could also buy them in the gift shop, and we'd always buy a stack.
Yeah, we always bought some, and it's been a long time since we've been, so I'm out. And I thought, you know what? I know how to make soap. I have balsam essential oil in my laboratory. Let's see what I can do. And by golly, I think it's just like their soap.
It looks like so it. It smells like it.
I created a balsam soap. I created a balsam and frankincense soap. And I think these are really fun. A peppermint soap that is like light blue and
it's gorgeous.
Just fun. I think it's just fun. Yes. So we have holiday soaps if you're into that. I made them all fairly small so that, you know, you won't be smelling like peppermint in June. But if you want to, hey, that's cool.
That's right. I like the small ones because I can move from one to the other. I can use them up in a reasonable amount of time. They seem to last a while is what I'm finding. But it's also not a huge bar where it lasts and lasts and lasts, and you don't get to try the next one.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, we always take the ones, you know, sometimes I have some that aren't as full or, you know, because I get to the end
of the leftovers, is what she's saying.
Well, you get the leftovers, but I have a leftover poodle right now in my bathtub. You know, how fun is that? It's like a pink poodle. And it's like half of a poodle. I know this sounds bizarre, but trust me, it is really lasting a long time. So you can have poodles in your bath or beagles or, so
that
anyway.
Sounds awesome.
I know. So anyway, these are cool soaps and fun.
The other thing that you've made that I have been able to request some special scents and that I'm really, really liking is the shampoo bars.
Mm-hmm.
And we had customers request those. You looked up a recipe on how to make
them.
Well,
I tried a few different ones.
Right.
And
that's pretty much what I use exclusively. And I love the shampoo bars on many levels. First of all, because it works really well and I no longer have to use conditioners and gels and other things to tame this unruly gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has reduced packaging. And
that was really important.
All of these plastic bottles that are ending up in landfills and water bodies and things like that, this doesn't have that. And I really appreciate being able to use a product that's like that.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. I made a patchouli shampoo bar this morning. And right now, that's one of our, probably patchouli and unscented are two of our most popular ones. But they have been very popular. We've had several customers that have tried them and have returned for more.
That's
so
right.
So I appreciate that. We both really like them. And, you know, it may not be for everyone, but I think it's a great product. And mainly because of the low waste. There is a little bit of plastic packaging on it, but it is recyclable and it's as little as I can possibly use to cover it. We keep working on those kinds of things, and that's one thing I'm really happy with. So yeah, I think that's a pretty decent product too.
I love it. So I was very grateful that you could come up with something like that.
Yeah.
We also still have the promotion through the end of the month on Honeybee's book. She's donating 10% or $1 from every purchase to the Coles County Animal Shelter. And that number is climbing.
Yeah.
And we're excited that she's going to be able to donate a pretty good size amount to the homeless pets. So that's a great thing. And we appreciate all of you who are buying her book and enjoying that with your family and friends. And just know that it's doing a little extra good during the month of November. Mm-hmm. So I think those are our major new product updates for November.
Yes, those are the major new products for November. Another little tweak that we made to the mercantile, something we've been wanting to do for a while, and you did run some electricity so that we could put a garage heater, something to add a little more heat to the Merc, because
it's getting colder.
It is getting colder. It's been really cold here, down in the single digits already. And we got that. You got that installed this week. So we just keep marching forward and trying to create a nice place, and no self-checkouts here. You know, we are about talking to our customers and stuff. You don't have to come here and not get any kind of eye contact or interaction. You know, that's so frustrating to me.
It is.
But
we always enjoy having our customers come out and spend a little time talking while they shop. And it's just fun. It's a really fun thing.
We're having a good time
to offer this.
Yeah, we're really having a good time, and we really appreciate the feedback on the products that we really believe in. And we really try to work hard to create things that make people's lives better. And that's what we're all about.
It is. So keep those comments and suggestions coming. We can't implement everything. Some things are just outside of our wheelhouse or what we're about. We're not going to do everything, but we do like the feedback.
Yeah, we do.
And we continue to move forward and create new things and have new ideas.
So we hope to see you on Friday, the 29th of November. And Saturday, or Catterday, as we call it.
That's right.
The 30th of November, 9 to 3, we'll be at the Merc 2 days. I mean, we are a thing.
We're totally a thing.
You know, we just keep talking about this. And yeah, we're trying to be a thing. So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.